Okay, so I want to guide you through something that comes from my training around somatic coaching. And it's really this notion that our body can hold and remember a lot of things. Our body has a lot of wisdom in it, and often we discount that. And so I just want to guide us through an experience and then allow you to think about it and how that might be relevant through the lens of leadership. So, a little context around this. Let's see, armoring, I'll use the word armoring. It's a way that we can contract our bodies. It's a way that we might hold our emotions. And we can do it as a way to either protect ourselves from the intrusions of others who might be really intensely angry or very needy or sad. And it can also be a way for us to maintain our own emotions so that they don't ooze out and have a different effect than we want. So armoring can be really effective. It's not good or bad. What can happen, however, is if we build up a habit of always armoring up, our body can begin to create this habit that can really limit our range of how we think and respond. It can really interfere with our goals, our dreams, how we play big and want to serve in the world. So this notion of armoring is about clenching, tightening up, and over time, it can block us from really being available to lead wholeheartedly. So I want to guide us through an exercise. It's something kind of different. I've never done this before. So we'll see how this works during the auditory. So the way it starts is you're going to need to have access to your two hands and just be really curious about this. And I'm going to run it two different ways and then leave you with an opportunity to just sort of notice what your personal experience is. So the way we'll start is I'm going to take my left hand and clench it really tight. Like, squeeze it as hard as you can. I've got mine squeezed really, really tight. And imagine that inside of your left hand is something that you're protecting. You're really providing safety for something, and it's really important. So it can be a thought, a person, idea, an image, a feeling, but keep squeezing really, really tight. And then with your right hand, go ahead and put it up in the air, hold it wide open, and go over and try to pry your fingers of your left hand open while you keep squeezing. So keep squeezing that left hand, really protecting that thought, that feeling inside, while simultaneously try to pry open those fingers using your right hand. And notice your breath, what your breath is like. Notice the rest of your body. Keep trying to force that left hand open while you're squeezing it. And just notice what's happening. I notice my left hand is squeezing tighter. It's really resisting that. When you're done, just sort of let go. Take a big breath in, exhale, and then just shake that out. Shake out what was just happening there and notice what was happening as your left hand squeezed and your right hand tried to pry that open. If you want to, take a moment and just jot down what was that experience like. Might notice your breathing, your thoughts, your feelings, and even physically, what was your left hand doing as your right hand was trying to force it open? Okay. When you're ready again, just shake it out a little bit. And this time, take your left hand and squeeze it again. Remember that you're protecting something really important in there. And then take your right hand and hold it up in the air. And really send some just positive self-compassion to that right hand. Really allow your right hand over on that right side to even soften a little bit. Mine's making a little bit of a cup. Just allowing it to kind of soften. And then when you're ready, Bring your right hand over to that left hand and put it underneath your left hand so it's almost like a cradle. So my right hand right now is like a cradle, and it's holding my left hand with care and compassion. And notice your breathing as you let your left hand sort of soften into that right hand. Notice what's happening to your left hand. As your right hand continues to soften, maybe your right fingers even open and just gently close again in a way of really caring and holding and embodying that left hand from a place of respect. I notice my left hand is softening just a little bit. And keep breathing. Take a moment to just notice what's happening in your two hands. And when you're ready, you can gently shake that off and maybe allow yourself to write a sentence or two about what you noticed in that experience. This is a very genuine somatic kind of exercise. And one of the ways I like to think about it is how we, as the leader, naturally we can be either hand, but we in particular can be the right hand. And so the more we can develop our presence of how we're showing up to others when they're feeling stressed or overwhelmed or anxious, we can notice, how do we show up? What kind of presence do we have? Do we come over and try to pry things and push our agenda and tell people? Or are we able to come over in that gentle state and support people? Create a psychologically safe place for people to just rest for a moment and to pause. Really allow that wave where we can connect to each other, where people can feel that sense of respect. What we all know is that as people, we can feel each other's agenda. So we can tell if someone is coming over to us to force their agenda on us, or they can actually feel that sense of if we're coming over to empower each other, even when things are stressful and hard. So I leave you with that somatic exercise. I also leave you with a knowing that our bodies hold and remember things over conversations, weeks, months, years. And I encourage you as a leader to explore how you're showing up to be with one another, because it matters.